hollowed out place, mm-hmm. but there'd be lots of grass in it. And the old trail. Now, when we first came down here, where they drove the cattle from Texas to Dodge, they'd be that deep, places where those cattle would just follow along after each other. Mm. And, I believe I'd be safe in saying they were 50 wide. That was just right out west of our old place, where we called it the old trail.
Uh-huh.
That's what we called it. And there was another, and now the wagon train, that used to come from Supply to Dodge, come right along through here.
Uh-huh.
But the trail where they brought the cattle up was, it followed that divide from, there's a divide that runs from the north part of the county, just way down,
uh-huh.
and that trail followed that divide.
Uh-huh.
I think one reason they did that a lot was along that divide on each side of it, there'd be water, more apt to be uh-huh. water than for the herds. And I've heard that tell, and water was, places was few and far between.
Boy, I was amazed out in the panhandle out farther west how dry it is.
It is. I haven't been out there for a long, long time. But I don't
know how dry it was, I should have said.
Oh, brother, it used to be dry, I tell you. It sure was dry. Well, it was here. I've seen it here in the spring when we wouldn't have any grass before June because there wasn't enough rain to bring it up.
My goodness.
But you let it come a rain, and in a week, it'll be green everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
You can't imagine how fast it can green up after the rains come. Then I've seen it here, some springs, by the 1st of March, we'd have good grass. Just good grass.
Happy cows.
Oh, happy cows and horses, I tell you. Yes, they were. But that was very unusual. Very often did that ever happen. And pretty near always, we'd have a dry July and August. Just almost always it was dry in July and August. And it still holds pretty true to that, especially for July here. Sometimes we do have lots of water, but lots of rain. But
I guess that's a dry month all over Oklahoma.
I believe it is, all over Oklahoma. I believe it is. But these 100 trees now to where they didn't used to be any at all. Well, there wasn't any trees at all, only between here and Dover Springs. When we first come down here, you could just go as far east as you wanted to, only along the Buffalo. Once in a while, you'd come to where they'd be three or four cottonwoods.
Mm-hmm.
And but then maybe you'd go miles and miles again before you'd see another tree.
Mm.
But now, goodness sake, they've just grown up all along the creeks. Willis, that have got scattered, I don't know. When we first moved down to the old place, there were just a few willows. And now, my goodness, it's covered.
In Ashland, how long was it? Now, where did people walk in the early days? Just right down the street?
Yeah, as far back as I can remember, Ashland had the sidewalks.
Oh.
The board sidewalks.
Mm-hmm.
As far back as I can remember, they did have at Ashland. I was 7 when we moved down here in 93. And they had sidewalks there then.
You may not have any special term for a ditch beside a road, but I'll ask you anyway. Did you ever hear your dad call that anything?
Trails.
Now this would have to come later when they got into grading roads and got into maintenance.
Well, no, I never heard him talk very much about them. He didn't stay too long after the country settled up here.